Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
247 years ago, next month, at a rude bridge in Concord, Mass., embattled farmers fired the shot heard round the world. The result wasn't just American independence, but also a democratic model that captured the world's imagination, a model that eventually became our current U.S.-led rules-based world order. That system values democracy, freedom, and open markets as a path to global peace and prosperity. Unfortunately, this so-called liberal world order ain't doing so hot these days. Researchers say the number of truly democratic countries peaked a decade ago at 42. It's now down to 34. Meanwhile, authoritarian regimes are on the march, like the one that's marching through Ukraine right now, threatening to wipe that newly democratic country from the map. Russia, like a lot of dictatorships, does have elections, but they're designed to favor a corrupt cabal. That model is spreading through Asia, Africa, Latin America. Even in Europe, democracies are under siege from extremist parties, mostly on the right, that would prefer a more top-down system, with them on top. We've got folks at home like that. They're still trying to overturn the 2020 election. A recent Pew Research poll found that 72% of Americans no longer think our democracy is an example for other countries. So, who are we to lecture the world about forms of government? Turns out we don't have to. Ukrainians are doing it for us. By putting their lives on the line in defense of democracy, they've captured the world's imagination. Other democracies are coming to their aid, even some former Soviet satellites. The entire democratic West has found new unity because of Ukraine. The liberal world order is rising from the dead. Why is that? Not because the U.S. is such a success lately. We've had problems with race, extremism, failed overseas adventures. No, it's because the idea of democracy remains powerful. People all over the world, when given a chance, choose it. And, as in Ukraine, die for it. Yuval Harari, the historian and best-selling author of Sapiens, puts it this way. This is the stuff nations are built on. Stories count more than tanks. American-style democracy has a good story to tell. It begins at a bridge in Concord, Mass., and it's not over yet. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.